So, in my mind, this is a historic event, too. Clackamas County, when I was at the Mount Hood Meadows anniversary event, I said, you know, we need to invite the Confederated Tribes to the commission to sit across the table from you, which, as far as I know, has never happened. And it may have happened. Cheryl mentioned that maybe the dedication of the courthouse, which was a long time ago.
The expanded
courthouse. But that, we weren't there. And so it's exciting having you here. And I showed most of the commissioners that the part that is in Clackamas County is quite small, but we really appreciate your partnership and the relationship. I'd love to improve, if we don't already have one. I know you guys serve on Willamette Falls Heritage and maybe the Locks Commission and all those things that are really important to all of us, and really appreciate that. And I guess the whole purpose will start with introductions. And why don't you guys go ahead, even though you have name signs.
Okay, so I'm Chris Mercier. I'm the council vice chair. This is my 13th year now that I've been on council. I grew up in Salem. I did my undergrad at University of Oregon School of Journalism. I was talking with Sonia. I'm actually a night student at Lewis and Clark Law. I've got an exam today.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm hoping to eventually get into Indian law. I'm just happy to be here. We've started a lot of meetings, government-to-government meetings, with a lot of local county commissioners, and I find them just really fascinating, the similarities that we have. I mean, there may be big cultural differences, but I think there are similarities and parallels in governments, the governance that we all have to deal with. So,
yeah, I'm sure.
I'm really honored to be here.
Thank you. Chair?
Good morning. I'm Cheryl Kennedy. I'm the chairwoman of the Confederated Tribes of Grand Rock. And a little bit about myself. I was just sharing with your chair that I'm a descendant of the Clackamas people. My great-grandfather was a treaty signer to the Willamette Valley Treaty. His name was Chief Wachino. And so we were the keeper of the falls. Our villages were right along the river up to the Clackamas. And in particular, there's a small island where some of our chiefs were born. So it's great to be here. I know that sometimes there's a lot of confusion about Native American tribes and where they're from and where their presence might be. But as tribes, we understand the history. I know that, and you'll learn about this probably as we go along, during some of the earliest expeditions that the United States set out, they came here. And so under the Wilkes expedition, there's a lot that is said about the Clackamas people that lived here and managed this land for time immemorial. So it's great to be here. I'm glad we're having this first meeting, and I believe it's a good first step.
Thank you.
In our language, we would say Clahion. Nikanin, John George, Tai, Confederate Tribes of Grand Round, today, Shlush, Naika, Tum Tum, Uksan. Hello, my name is John George. I'm Tribal Council Secretary for the Confederate Tribes of Grand Round. And today, my heart is going to so I thank you for that. I do sit on a couple of the boards up here in Clackamas County also, with your wife, the Danielle, at the Willamette Falls Heritage Area Coalition Board. I also sit on the Clackamas Heritage Partnership, too, which is the board for the end of the Oregon Trail Museum. Two here. And I see one of my co-workers, too, here, our president. I sit on the Oregon Native American Chamber, also, too, for the area. So I'm just very honored and pleased that we have finally sat down at the table together to share stories, to share, you know, partnerships.
Good morning.
morning. My name is Stacia Hernandez, and I have the honor of being the chief of staff for our tribal council. I'm also a tribal member, and I get to work with a lot of our staff in this area. So we're pleased to be here this morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I'm Gary Schmidt, Director of Public and Government Affairs. So my staff introduction, commissioners, is today is an informational update only. No decisions needed, but this is an opportunity for you to build relationships and share policy initiatives that we mutually care about with the Tribal Council and the County Commissioners. Thank you.
I'm Sonia Fisher, Clackamas County Commissioner. I've been on the commission for just over a year now. And when I started, I observed this very fascinating dynamic in the restroom at Monarch between Commissioner Schrader and Mayor Dreamer just having a conversation about how they're just going to solve problems. And I thought, ooh, this is how local government works. It's women doing the planning together. And so we went on this, and Commissioner Schrader went on this journey with me, and we wanted to come up with a way to bring our local elected women together. And I was hiking with my husband in the gorge, and we were having this conversation, and we said, well, we're trying to think a name of this group. And he said, well, what does Clackamas mean? And I said, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know what Clackamas means. So I have a friend who's American Indian from a tribe back east, but she's very involved with NARA. And I said, what does Clackamas mean? And she goes, well, we don't know what Clackamas, the language was lost, we don't know, you'd have to talk to an elder. And I said, well, how do I find an elder? And she says, well, I can't find you an elder. And she was getting so frustrated with me, and her frustration was such an education to me about the different tribes, the different interests, that there isn't a cohesive, you just can't find just this person. And I just really went on this journey. But on that journey, I was out at Red Lodge, and Trish Jordan is there, and I was having this conversation with her, and her response was, she said, well, this is very good, because what you need to know that in my culture, it is the women that give permission to the men to go to war. And so that was really compelling to me.
Thanks for nothing.
And we have had now four gatherings of women. We build relationship, we build conversation, and it's really wanting to connect with our roots, connect with the land, connect with the meaning, connect with just where we come from, because we do need to protect this land, and we have a big responsibility, so I wanted to share that.
I'm Paul Savas, Clackamas County Commissioner. I've been a commissioner for 7 years. I'm in my eighth year now. We're honored to have you all here today, and I'm fascinated by history, so whatever I can learn more of, I'm like a sponge, so I'm always interested to help try to navigate the history and so forth and answer some of the questions that Commissioner Fisher was alluding to as well.
I'm Carolyn Hill, and I work in county administration.
I'm Jim Bernard. I'm the chair of the commission. I was formerly the mayor of Milwaukee, born and raised in Milwaukee, and I've been a commissioner for 10 years, and I was mayor of Milwaukee for 8, so I got involved in my community because it was kind of falling apart, fading away, and then I decided to run for the commission because Martha was on it, and I wanted to work with her.
So she could tell you what to do.
But you know, and we'll talk a little bit about the opioid crisis and other things that were homelessness and mental health and all those things that I'm sure we're all struggling with. And we'll talk a little bit about the efforts we're making to address some of those problems. We got a long way to go, but I think we, with the work of our commission, some of our staff, we've been able to map where we're going to put our investments in the future to try and address those issues where possible. We're also working with the school districts. I was quite surprised the suicide rate of eighth graders. I was just totally shocked by it because I remember when I was an eighth grader. So we have a lot in common that I think we can work to resolve. We also have Mount Hood Meadows, which and various mountain resorts that I think are way underutilized, under-celebrated, and we need to become better partners with them too. Malheur Meadows, of course, is not in our county, but that mountain is, half of it is in the county, and it's something we all look to for inspiration. So, Don?
I'm Don Krupp. I'm the county administrator, which means I work for the five elected county commissioners. I've been doing this work with them for almost 5 years now, and I've been working in the Pacific Northwest for about 36 years, primarily in Washington State, for county and state and city government there. But I'm very pleased to have you here. Thank you so much for sharing your pen with us, and I'm wondering if we have got some lapel pins of Clackamas County we can retrieve and share with you as well. We'll get those for you so we can trade pins. It looks like Drenda's going to go get them for you. But thank you so much for the packet of materials and information. Look forward to the conversation today. So thank you.
I'm Ken Hubbardson, the vice chair of the commission, and I'm looking forward to working with you on all kinds of areas of mutual interest and benefit. And I will say that after 200 years, it's about time.
Hi, and I know many of you actually here today. It's nice to see you again. Martha Schrader, County Commissioner. I've been here, I think, about 14 years with a couple years break in Salem as a state senator, but I actually like local government the best. And my story is that when I was in the American Leadership Forum class of 2006, Terry Cross, I think you guys know, Nikwa. Terry was in that class, and I remember explaining what he explained to us was, you know, that culturally, you know, the stories and narratives are extremely important to Native American culture. And we were having a big session where the whole group wasn't in agreement on something, so then he stopped it all and he said, well, very similar to what Sonia said, he goes, well, when the tribes couldn't agree, they had the clan mothers kind of come in and tell them, you know, what really needed. They were like wise women. And so he delegated my friend Cynthia Hamilton and I as the clan mothers because we were the peacemakers. But I always thank him for that. I still see him regularly. He's become a very close friend. And I'm grateful I had that experience with him. And also, Stacia and I have kayaked the river together. So we're going to have to do that again soon. We kind of went up to the falls. So
we could introduce the entire audience, but we do have a member, correct, of the tribe right here,
yeah,
who I guess has. Well, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us?
I'm Tracy Moreland. I'm a county employee in the county administration office and also a Grand Run tribal member. I know all these folks here pretty well.
Well, good. All of us kind of work on areas of interest. Ken has been working on CLT. Also on internet access, and I don't know what your situation is, but we're getting power up to the mountain, and maybe we can talk about, you know, what is it, one?
What the objective is to have 1 gig service to every home and business in Clackamas County. So, and then the state I know is looking at how something similar to that can be done, and I know that it includes the tribes, and I'm serving on that state committee on that as we're developing the rules, so you may see some benefit from that as we move forward.
And CLT is another?
And cross-laminated timber is a, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it or not. It's the best description I ever heard is plywood on steroids, and it's a relatively new method of construction for large buildings that I think eventually will also be used for homes, that may have the opportunity to expand the timber industry in a sustainable manner. We have five environmental groups that are in support of the process that we're putting forward. and looking forward to developing that industry here in Clackamas County, and also eventually it being the blueprint for other counties that could improve the timber industry without despoiling the environment and do it in a way that instead of going to court, we actually get something done and employ people.
Could you tell me again what that is?
Cross-laminated timber.
Okay, cross-laminated.
Essentially take 2x4s or 2x6s and pressure glue them together in large panels, 10 to 12 feet across and 20 to 40 and longer, long and three, 5, 7, or 9 layers thick, and use them for wall panels, floor panels, ceilings, et cetera. There's a 11-story building being built out of it in Portland as we speak. There's a couple of other buildings in the region that have already been built. It's a process that's been used in Europe for over 20 years, so we're not reinventing the wheel, we're stealing the wheel.
How does it differ than plywood?
the strength of it. However, plywood is also doing a mass timber product where they take, which obviously is cross-laminating thin layers of wood, and they're doing mass plywood that's as thick as that or even thicker. And it really gives you a lot more strength than your typical stick construction.
Or steel.
It's actually, in some respect, more fire resistant than steel simply because steel melts, as we saw with the Twin Towers. And it sequesters carbon. By going that route, you sequester all that carbon from the older trees, plant new trees, and obviously sequester more carbon, and you do less damage in terms of mining for the materials for making concrete and steel. So I could go on and on and on. I better not, or I'll get in trouble with the chair and my colleagues, so I will stop there, and you can talk to me afterwards if you'd like.
So one of the things that I think that we're doing that is different and perhaps unique is mapping or blueprint of Clackamas County, where the areas of greatest poverty are, hunger, homelessness, mental health, kids on free and reduced lunches, and we're focusing our investments on 4 of those. Because we'd love to do all of them. I don't know how many there were. Do you guys remember? 8? I think 8 areas, and we can't do them all.
We're focusing on 3, I believe.
3 of them, okay. On 3 areas. One is kind of interesting because we've created our own problems, and that is urban renewal around Clackamas Town Center. You know, Happy Valley wouldn't exist today if it weren't for urban renewal and all that development. But what we did is we built a lot of affordable housing, and so we've created pockets of poverty. I mean, folks who barely can afford their rent, and there are very few grocery stores around, so there's, a lot of crime and all that. So one of our goals is to build affordable housing, or housing that is mixed income housings. The results are much better. That's one of the areas we're doing. Part of that, another thing that Paul might want to mention is transportation and the effect on gentrification that has occurred since the Orange Line, for example, in Milwaukee. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
So my main assignment, if you will, is transportation. And several years ago, I realized that how and where we build or make major investments in transportation, there's been substantial gentrification, displacement of the neighborhoods and the people there. And they often are, unfortunately, low income. And they are forced to relocate. And it's kind of raises a decades-old issue, especially with the African-American community in the Portland area, especially. We're trying to make steps forward in making housing affordable for everyone so that whether it's senior citizens or young families or minorities, that they have housing they can afford as opposed to being homeless. And we don't want to exacerbate, government doesn't want to exacerbate that problem. So we're finding, again, how do we build infrastructure, transportation infrastructure, without causing accelerated or rapid gentrification and displacement. People want to live near transportation primarily, and we have, especially our poor low-income communities that are 100-200% of poverty, that are in rural areas, are worse off than people that are 200% of poverty in the urban areas, because there is no transportation. There's really a lack of a number of services. So is how do we equitably distribute transportation investments so that we're actually truly serving the people in need, as opposed to targeting that and then actually having the reverse effect. Complex issue, but easier said than done.
May I ask, are there issues that you particularly want to discuss with us of interest, of things that we need to be working together on specifically? Or
we certainly are. Yeah, are very interested in any of the planning that is occurring, want to be involved in some of the development. Of course, we are always mindful of our cultural significance in the area. So if there's development, and that's